Okay, so my name is Łukasz Towarek. I'm a technical leader at Intel, and today's talk is about AI-based failure aggregation. So in our CI pipelines, we often see hundreds of test failures every day, and most of them are like very similar, but not exactly the same. Because of these minor differences, our engineers had to like spend time to manually analyze these failures repeatedly, like over and over again. And today I will show you how we reduce the overall noise in the CI system with text embeddings. Let's start with a quick and a high level overview of the original workflow that we used. So we had on the left hand side regular CI/CD pipelines that like build components and run tests. Then we have a monitoring system that automatically gets the test results from the CI/CD pipeline, performs some initial analysis, and then reports the test failures to an engineer. The engineer have to make a decision whether to update existing bug report with a new instance of a given failure, or treat it as a completely new bug, create a new bug report, and if needed, also start a regression isolation that will try to find the faulty commit and revert it. Now let's talk about the scale, which is quite important in this solution. So on the x-axis, you have a number of tests, on the y-axis, the percentage of failures. So from the scale perspective, if you have like low level of failures, then you are in a happy place. Often you don't need some complicated system or process to handle these failures. If you have a relatively low number of tests and a high percentage of failures, this is still manageable. With some semi-automatic way, you can handle all of the failures. However, in our case, we had hundreds of thousands of test cases executed each day, and hundreds of test failures that needed to be analyzed every day by engineers. So this did not scale, and we needed to find something better. So this is an overview of the desired workflow that we try to implement. As you can see, most of the elements of the diagram are exactly the same with one major change. The engineer or the human in the loop was removed from the like critical path. So we tried to create a system that will automatically get the test results and by itself make a decision whether to update the bug or create a new one and start the regression isolation. The only interaction with the engineer was to send a summary report for a verification. So in short, our goal was to create a fully automated agent. The main problem that we faced was how to determine if a failure is a new issue or an already reported one. So here are a few potential solutions that we considered. So the first one, the most basic one, is to simply have no aggregation at all. So each test failure is a new bug report, but we simply like move the issue from the test reporting side to a bug management side. So we have a lot of duplicates and also a risk of a waste of resources as we unnecessarily start the regression isolation process. Then we could go like one step further and try to aggregate the failures per test case. So if we have exactly the same test case that is failing over multiple builds, then we simply can try to treat them as a one bug report. However, we still can have duplicates because the same bug can affect multiple test cases and we'll still have like noise in the system. Another issue with this approach is so-called nested regressions. So we have exactly the same test case that on one build is failing due to some numerical errors, and on another build started to fail due to like segmentation fault. With this naive approach, we will not detect this, and we will treat still these two issues as a one bug. Next, we could also try to do a direct logs comparison. So simply get that error messages from test failures, try to normalize them, so like remove time stamps, memory addresses or anything like that that changes from build to build but didn't change the error signature. However, these text operations are highly like complex and rule-based, so we will need to like maintain this over and over again. Another option is new machine learning model. However, with this, the basic approach doesn't scale and is really time-consuming and error-prone, mostly due to the need to prepare a data set. Yeah? We can't go with like few hundreds of examples. We will need few thousands, and we will need to label this data, which is quite expensive. Of course, there's another way. Now let me introduce three main concepts that are essential to our solution. First one is